Blog Talk Radio.
That is especially good to have your prayer language of the spirit. That is something you actually can be doing while you're doing anything else, because you're relying on the Holy Spirit to do
all right.
Prayer with you.
Looks as though we got Blog Talk Radio live.
Hallelujah. I do not see Roger yet, but apparently Dan does.
Roger Oxy is there. Hi, Roger. Good to have you with us tonight.
Phyllis had cauliflower and a bologna sandwich. Yum. I love cauliflower. Cooked, uncooked. I have not tried any of the rice cauliflower, or they're making pizza crust out of it, too. Now I haven't tried any of those yet.
Huh.
I would like to.
Huh.
Michael's friend just tested positive for COVID. We bind COVID now in Jesus' name.
We bind COVID now in Jesus' mighty name.
You are powerless in Jesus' name.
Well,
he was there on Christmas also, but also tested positive today. So I don't know. Gretchen says I need to go get tested, but I don't have any symptoms yet. Unless you have symptoms, there's no reason to go get tested.
Yeah, there's no reason to have them stick that thing up your nose and scratch your brain.
Yeah. You don't have any symptoms, just chronic fatigue, sleepiness,
Now, what is going on? Look at the screen, love. How cool is that?
Oh, wow, it's like an infinity screen.
It's like that thing's going on forever and ever. Does anybody know why?
No, but I'm guessing maybe you should close it out and start it over.
Jeez.
Phyllis with garlic stuffed olives, yum, and fresh pineapple. Oh, my goodness.
In the mighty.
That sounds really good. I love pineapple, too. One time I ate a fresh pineapple, and I ate so much of it. After a little while, it felt like I had pins in my tongue in the roof of my mouth. And it lasted for hours, too. That's
Okay, well, with garlic stuffed olives and fresh pineapple.
Yum. I like both of those.
That sounds absolutely marvelous. Well, Blog Talk Radio is running. If you would, Brother Dan, could you call in on Blog Talk Radio and just test the audio and tell me what it sounds like?
Amen.
Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, work. Well, there you go. A couple days ago, I said, hey, everybody, let's see if we can all get here on time so I can start early. And then it seems that we're starting earlier. Amen. Brother Roger Oxy, welcome. I can't do that. That's just got to stay there. Well, all right, here we go. Here we go.
Sorry, I just saw the prayer list from the song list from last Christmas when we were at your mom's. That was so fun.
You know, the organ. Brother Dan's there.
Hey,
Dan. How we sound?
Oh, Rebecca has.
Say it again. We didn't hear you.
Sounds good.
Oh, there he is.
All right. Thank you, man.
But
I had to call in on my phone. And,
but there's an echo.
the echo, Leanne? Huh. Like a bad echo?
Yeah.
Well, we just kind of have to get the confession out and say, this is what's going on right here. All right. Thanks, brother. I'll keep working on it.
Roger. I love the good news, up and ready to roll.
Isn't that something? Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. How about now, Dan? Did that change it at all?
Okay, yeah. I heard the testing 1, 2, 3 a couple times.
Isn't that something? All right, well, and now, if you will, join me in singing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home. And now, the pledge to the Christian flag.
I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and
to the saint for whose kingdom it stands, one Savior, crucified, risen, coming again, with life and liberty to all who believe.
Dan says it sounds good now.
All right. Thank you, Brother Dan. And now, our opening prayer. We don't make this prayer as a vain repetition. Jesus said, don't do that. We make this prayer together every time we come here in great, bold faith so that we can all say the same words and speak and proclaim them boldly together, because one puts 1,000 to flight, two puts 10,000. And the prayer of agreement, Jesus said, is the greatest prayer we can pray. Here we go. Pray this with us.
Father, we pray this prayer today as children of Almighty God, as the body of
Christ, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry that believers' lives will be changed forever. Glory and honor may be brought to your kingdom through our influence today In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. And now, God and Father of every brave warrior down through American history, down through the history of free men everywhere, the God of every brave patriot, every pastor that is sold out to do the work of the ministry and the work of the kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare today, God bless America. Say it with me. May God bless America. Forgive us of our sin, Lord. Heal our land. We know that you said everything that can be shaken will be shaken, and we are most certainly seeing it shaking tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory and honor and praise that we, the community of faith, have found our place in the body of Christ, and we are functioning as a mighty, awesome body joined and knit together. And you are causing us to see great things be accomplished. Let's make our declaration from Psalm 133. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for us, brethren, to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious anointing oil on the head of Aaron, running down, the dew of Hermon, descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life evermore. And we give you glory and honor and praise. Help us, Father, as we, the body of Christ, here in the United States of America and around the world, we hook our faith into that international network of faith and prayer, and we agree with them tonight. Say it with me. There is one body and one spirit, just as we were called in one hope of our calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in us all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory and honor, praise for the leadership of the church.
Amen.
Thank you. And we bless them tonight. Everybody say it. We bless the fivefold ministry.
We bless the fivefold ministry.
And we bless the body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
Now pray this with me. But you may have never prayed a verse of scripture bold out loud like this. But this is how you get the word down in your heart. Ready? And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Pause. Father, take every one of these believers as we speak this now tonight and edify the body of Christ, the ecclesia here at the Community of Faith, and everywhere around the world that this message goes to tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, say it with me. And may thousands find this message.
And may thousands find this
message. In Jesus' mighty name. Number 13. Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Say it with me. Jesus, help me be like you.
Jesus, help me be like you.
That's our prayer. Amen. And now we're going to speak about the body, you and me. I am a member of the body, even though I'm also a member of the fivefold ministry, boldly, as if you're prophesying to yourself and to your children, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. But speaking the truth in love, we may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. I bring my supply to this body, and we all grow together in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord, that the angels of the Lord are listening to our program right now tonight. And they're taking these verses of scripture that we proclaim, and they are bringing them to pass around the world. We send this out across the United States of America, into every church service, every New Year's Eve service, every end of the year service, every patriotic gathering, every New Year's Eve party. We send it out now according to your holy word. Let's proclaim this one together. The Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, you his host, you ministers of his, who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Now, I know that some people would look at this and say, Pastor, this is a whole lot like, you know, a worship service in a catechismic church. Well, this isn't. It's just the power. If you were on this end of this camera, we can tell in the realm of the Spirit when you guys are all standing in faith and proclaiming this with us. We can tell. Because there's a boldness that comes on us all. There's a confidence that comes on us all. And what is it? That's that point of agreement. That's that standing together in a unity. That's you bringing your supply and me bringing my supply. Those supplies come together and they create a force no enemy can get away with.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we bless all of our leaders in the government. We say revival in the executive branch, revival in the judicial branch, revival in the legislative branch. We declare that every bold politician gets bolder. We declare Jesus is pulling the dome off the Capitol and flushing out all the junk. He's got the Roto-Rooter in there, and all of the corruption is coming out, and we're going to have a nation we never saw before in the mighty name of Jesus. Deliver us from these foolish and ignorant men who try to sell us to these foreign nations. Thank you for the guilty verdict on this lady who did so much, pervert so many children for these wicked rich men. Thank you that justice has been served and these crimes against humanity have been brought to justice. And now may the term be carried out and the penalty be paid And Jesus, if there's any chance that she can get right with you, help her get right with you. But most of all, bring to justice every one of these wicked men who have perverted and did the most perverse things. We say it again. You can't be in our office and be this perverse. So get out. You're fired. We are we the people, and we're the people of Almighty God in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless every family of the fallen and wounded tonight. Bless every peacemaker that there is. You said they would be they're called the children of God. You said, everyone, there is no greater love than a man would lay down his life for a friend. In the mighty name of Jesus, may every one of our peacemakers who have put their life on the line for this nation be blessed with deliverance and victory from the traumatic events that happened in their life, and trauma no longer have any power over them another day of their life in the mighty name of Jesus. Angels of the Lord, minister to them boldness and courage and confidence and peace and strength in the mighty name of Jesus. And now let's pray our final prayer tonight, the Patriot Prayer of Dedication. Father, help us the living, Katie, to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. And we highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. We declare this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King, forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And now.
There you are.
It'll be all right. Isn't that something? Wow. Well, I made it back to where everybody is.
You did. We see you.
That was a long trip out through the universe and back. I made it all the way to a satellite, and those are pretty cool devices if you've never seen one. My goodness sakes alive. What a night. Maxine McDowell, welcome. Felicia Eicher, welcome. Love you guys. Glad to have you with us tonight. And we bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Now, I want to say this tonight about our prayer that we pray every time we come together, almost every time. We've missed a few this week, but I think that was just a test from God to see if we'd walk with him or just be stuck in our tradition. And even though it's our tradition, we're going to go ahead and let God move however he wants to move in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Did I think anybody's needing prayer or anything so far? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, if you see one of your favorite people's not here, send them a message and say, hey, where are all y'all tonight? Roger Oxy, bless you, brother. Love you, man. I just had to check and see if my I love the word was here. Everybody want to put one in? Let's all get our I love the words ready. I love the word. It's always interesting to see who it is that God sends to us to do each different part of what we do here. Now, there's so much that needs to get done here in the community of faith, and there's so much that's available for anybody to do. If there's something, if you would like to be a part of helping us get more done, I'm telling you right now, there's things that we can have you help us do that'll make all the difference in the world. And so this is one of them. I love the word. What's that do? That just spreads the joy of the word of God in everything that we do. Now, you guys are going to have to see me tonight with the white things coming out of my ears, because it's the only way I can effectively broadcast the Blog Talk Radio. But I want them to be a part of this message, because I don't want them. I don't want to fail Russia. Isn't that an interesting thought?
Or Japan.
Or Japan or South Korea. I don't want to fail you, brothers and sisters that's over there. Everybody here on the Community of Faith says, hello, Blog Talk Radio. We're glad to have you with us tonight and every time that you can be here with us. Now, I started to say, and I'll finish it, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous avails much. And one of the things that we have to do continually is to let God take us to a new level of the prayer process of our life. And, well, how in the world do I do that, Pastor? Well, how you do that is, as you're praying each day, God will lead you into another thing and say this. And you'll be like, well, that's interesting. And then you say it. Well, as you begin to pray it, all of a sudden it opens up and you're like, oh, I see that now. I see what that's all about. The reason we use so much scripture in our prayers is because the angels hearken to the voice of God's word. Well, God's in heaven, but he put us on earth and gave us dominion of the earth. So if you want to get the angels working in your life, speak the word of God boldly out loud every day.
Amen.
And, you know, there's always the Christians that say, I pray in my head, Pastor. There's no verse in the Bible for praying in your head. Prayer has a voice. Now, you're not wrong, and you're not in sin if you pray in your head, because there's a whole bunch of people around, and you can't stand up and yell, Shandada Kambalasa, all right? But the idea is when you have an opportunity to speak your words out loud, you are an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven. Have you ever heard an ambassador make a proclamation in his head? They just don't do that. We're in a war and against evil. Well, no, you can stand and look at an enemy and think thoughts all day long, but that enemy's only going down when a commander gives a command and the troops move forward. Well, every time you and I speak the word, we're proclaiming God's will, and that's when the troops and God's angels move forward. And so the reason why I'm saying this is to encourage you. If you haven't yet begun to proclaim these statements and declarations that we put up on the screen, please join us. Because every time we add another faith-filled voice that is proclaiming it with us into the realm of the Spirit, we are multiplying, not adding or subtracting. We are multiplying our efforts exponentially in the realm of the Spirit.
Right. Amen.
And those angels grab that word, and they go carry it and to bring it to pass in all of our lives. And you and I get to say, thank you, Jesus, for it.
Amen.
Now, I need to have everybody's help tonight, because can't see all the comments.
All right.
Did anybody just type in, and I love the word?
Phyllis.
Because,
well, actually, yeah, Francetta did, and Roger did, and Rebecca did.
And you guys, I love you, but I don't see any of them.
Oh, do you want my phone?
I command that our technology works tonight, right here in my office, and I charge our enemy guilty for giving us any opposition at all. And we will not fail, we'll not be slack in any way. Oh, you guys are making all kinds of declarations over here.
We are.
That's awesome. You're such a powerful team. So here's what I have to say. It's why I started this.
That's awesome.
If you guys see somebody show up and you get that little notification, so-and-so is watching, please make sure you welcome them, because I'm not seeing them on my end tonight like I normally do. Who knows why? I don't really care. I'm not going to go chasing it down. I'm doing this. Amen, hallelujah, and let's keep going. Look at there. I love the word. Need the heavy-duty preaching. That's pretty good, Roger. I love this. When I read the word, I find myself praying for things that put on the page, jump out at me, and help me think of someone or something. Amen. You pray that their message in this country increase 100-fold, and the country outside of America's is reaching 100-fold. Amen, Roger.
Amen.
Amen. We put our agreement. Yeah, I can hear you now. All of a sudden, they showed up. But I'm not going to spend all night trying to find a comment, because we got too much to get done. Now, tomorrow night is New Year's Eve. I need to take a poll, find out where everybody's at. So if you're somebody that stays up till midnight, go ahead and just type in midnight. If you go to bed earlier, just put in earlier. All right. And I kind of need to see what we got going tomorrow night, if you guys want to hang out and party till the midnight hour. I personally feel like all you guys do want to do that, because you're just crazy like that anyway. All right. And that being the case, we'll just come together and have a good time tomorrow night like that. But kind of give me an idea here, because Brother Dan says earlier, all right, here's why I say it. I want to make sure we have communion together. And I want to make sure we do our old year out stuff together and our new year in stuff together. All right? And so I want to make sure all of that happens without jamming you all up all night long. And the party has already started and the music is loud. Isn't that so? Well, glory be to God that at least you get to hear the music, Rebecca.
Well.
Amen. All right. All right, here we go. Here's what I think we're going to do. We usually meet at 8 Eastern. We could still do that, couldn't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, every year at the New Year's, I always have how to let go of the old year effectively and how to enter into the new year effectively. And I know that there may be people tomorrow who will not be with us. Because they're at a party or they're doing whatever. And that's okay. But if we were here for 4 hours, would any of you hang out with us for 4 hours?
That would put us until midnight.
That would put us till midnight.
Yeah.
8 and 4 would be midnight. 8 and 4 would be midnight.
Yeah. Friends, Sarah and Dan said they're earlier.
All right.
So we just would have to do that stuff earlier.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Is we'll just meet and we'll get busy right away. Look at Roger. Oh, thank you. Another 4 to 8 hours. That's a good word. Make sure the tea is hot or cold.
Probably both. We'll have to alternate.
Love you, Roger. Anybody, stay the whole time here with us. I'm not saying that in any sense of the word. But I do want to be here and be available for everybody to join in with us. Bring your party hat. And I'll tell you what we do. Here's what we do. We take a piece of paper. And we write down all the stuff from 2021 that we don't want to take with us into 2022. And we write it on a piece of paper. All right? And if you got so much bad stuff you don't want with you, get one of them big 3x5, 2x3 sheets of paper. Fill it up. And then what we're going to do is we're going to preach some of the word of God that teaches us how to crush that, leave it in the old year, and start the new year filled with great faith and strength. Then we're going to take another sheet of paper and write down on that what we're believing God for this next year. Now, that's why I've encouraged all of you to get you one of these notebooks so that you can write some things down. That's my notes I took from this morning. Isn't that cool? Took a whole page of notes. And maybe, it's called a poster board. Thanks, Roger.
That's
too funny. Thank God we get to have the good things, all right? I'm going to give Roger a high five. There you go, Roger. But anyways, that's just part of what we're going to do. And then we'll just be together and study the word and talk together and have a good time together right here on the program. And for everybody that can come and stop by and be with us, glory be to God. And if you're off doing something else, glory be to God. And most of all, whatever you do, make sure you stay with God. Amen. Ain't no reason to go home drunk with somebody that ain't yours. Can I get an amen from anybody? Amen, amen, amen. You never know who's listening. I know this group of people would never do that. But you never know who's listening. And we want to be a blessing to everybody who might be listening to us.
Amen.
Let me say this. Somebody type it in. It's a good statement to get inside of you. And that is this. God didn't save you from partying. He saved you from sinning when you party. God didn't say don't party, don't have a party anymore. God said don't sin when you have a party anymore. Now, there's a lot of people that say, well, how are you going to have a good time at a party if you don't have alcohol or something there? Kind of make everybody chill out. I'll tell you what, one year in West Branch, I had to kick in this party in the whole downtown. And it was our church gathered together, having a big party together, eating food and playing euchre. And every time somebody got euchre, they could hear us all the way downtown on the street where they were trying to put a ball together to drop. It was funny. People come by the house and say, what's going on in here? Join us. Come on. And we had a blast. It was righteous. It was holy. And we were still partying at daylight that year. Just a bunch of good folks hanging out together. God didn't save you from partying. He saved you from sinning when you party. I mean, you guys, you got to think about it. As a matter of fact, I don't want you to think. I want you to read. YouTube, it might be good that they come and join with us. There you go. YouTube is alive and well. Blog Talk Radio is alive and well. Facebook Live is alive and well. And I'm glad you are alive and well in the mighty name of Jesus. I've been so many places in my life, I feel fulfilled. Many good things. Let's go.
You beat me here. Is this where Tim and Sunday are? Usually Sunday does come to you.
Yes. That's where they usually are.
I haven't seen Tim here yet.
Big Tim, you get on over here, bro. Let's go to 2 Chronicles. Hold on. I got to find the page where I'm at here. There's 7. There's Sunday, guys.
There's Sunday. Hi,
guys. Woo! Sunday's with us. Woo! 3 cheers for Sunday. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Uh-oh. What do I do now? I'm not just this far frazzled, guys, when it comes to, anyways, enough of that. I ain't going to worry about it. Second Chronicles, chapter 7, and we're probably going to read all the way down through 16. Second Chronicles, chapter 7, verses 1 through 16. When you get there, hold your Bibles up, and we're going to make our confession tonight. And then we're going to get to, in your patience, possess your soul with God. Here we go. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what it says.
I believe what it says.
Let's try it again. I believe what God's Word says.
I believe what God's word says.
I'm not going to ever call this an it again. Mm-hmm. I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because he is the great I am.
Because he is the great
the
I am.
The Holy Spirit of God.
The Holy Spirit of
is
God.
Making this word come alive.
Is making this word come alive.
In my life tonight.
In my life tonight.
I receive the word of God. And plant him as a seed.
And plant him as a seed.
In the good soil of my heart.
In the good soil of my heart.
Producing 100-fold return and more.
Producing 100-fold return and more.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name. Are you ready? Here we go. Chapter 7, verses 1 through 16. When Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. Now, the only part of the Old Testament that I would like to enjoy is to see the fire fall down from heaven and consume an altar right in front of you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be a pretty wild situation right there. Yeah, and Sister Francetta, you can help with verses in YouTube too if you'd like. That always helps us out. Verse 2, and the priest could not enter the house of the Lord because of the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. Just reading that verse, I can feel the presence of the Lord increase right here on this program. Manifest your glory, Lord. We know that it's all by your grace through faith that we access any of this. Manifest yourself right here tonight in Jesus. Isn't that just something? I give you glory, Lord. I give you honor. I give you praise. I give you glory, Lord. Anything that the community of faith has ever accomplished, it's because of your great love and your great grace and your great mercy. And your presence is in this room tonight. And we thank you for that grace. We thank you for that mercy. We thank you for the faith that you have sown in our heart and that we are using tonight to access this great revelation of your holy word in Jesus' mighty name. Let's just worship him in the spirit. Shoman the last of the cabalosamaka. Anose te de rashika. And amon de la kesida bov lavana nishtika. And no shande bava la sikene mo. Andesama. On de la sitika. And amoshe keke brotokosta da. On brasha la kive lesna no kopa. Ambroke badevoshtana no debu. Ah shende kambule da. And a non de shika divata. We worship you and we glorify your mighty, awesome, holy, wonderful, matchless name. Anamustike, anda demonistike, ombande lesi pere brukatisha, ombande lesi pranude kevada makata. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. We taught you this song a little earlier this year. Sing it with us. Glory and honor and praise to your name. Glory and honor and praise to your name. Glory and honor and praise to your name. Praise to your name. Glory and honor and praise to your name. Glory and honor and praise to your name. Glory and honor and praise to your name. Praise to your name. Mona la sende blenon de resa. Mona la sede lo non de resa. Mano la sede don ben de lesa. Praise to your name. Mando le sede dundo levana. Oma la seve lo moshandela. Mando la sede no mandelesa. Shodo le sede. Well, I don't always stop and praise the Lord right during teaching session, but I'm going to tell you something. I can tell you right now, this program is what it is because of the grace of God.
Amen.
If you think this has something to do with how great I am, my Lord Jesus, let me just help you realize, if it wasn't for his grace, we wouldn't do what we do here. Thank God for his grace that's on us. All right, let's get back to reading this verse of scripture about the glory of the Lord. Man, as soon as I got ready to say it, I can feel it. I can feel it coming up my legs. I can feel the weight of the glory of God in this room on me right now. Say it with me. Jesus, manifest your glory in my home right here, right now, today. You do it. Just say it. Manifest your glory to me right now. Isn't that just something? Isn't that just something? In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that you do a mighty, awesome, powerful work in the lives of each of these believers right here, right now, today, in Jesus' mighty name. My goodness, it's his glory. Is the glory cloud here? I love it when the glory cloud shows up. But I feel the presence of God in a very powerful force here tonight. If you need healing in your body, just lift your hands and say, I receive healing in my body. If you're believing him for a thing to happen in your life, just reach your hands up and receive it right now. Oh, it's beautiful, Jesus. Who's it for? It's just for us. Whew. Glory be to God. And that personal relationship. Amen, Brother Dan. Amen. 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 Wow. Well, let's try this again. I've been in the services many times where the preacher tried to preach, and the more he tried, the less he was able to say. So go ahead, Holy Ghost. Just move right here, right now, tonight. Can I get some more water, love?
Yeah.
Thank you, please. Yeah. The glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody shout, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Woo! Verse 2. And the priest, priest, could not enter the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled house. Glory. May the glory be experienced in Blog Talk Radio. May the glory be experienced on YouTube. May this glory be experienced right here on Facebook Live. May the glory be experienced for anybody who comes and is a part of this program. In the future days, may God's glory be experienced in your life. Lift your hand and just say, I receive the glory of the Lord in my life, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Father, may the glory fill Sister Rebecca's house so strong that they can't stand up in the house next door to them. Woo! Don't you love his presence? Amen. It's here on Blog Talk Radio. I receive the glory. Wow. Bible says, Paul said, I wish that holy men would lift their hands in faith. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your awesome name. Oh, Ah, listen to this word of knowledge coming up. I have led you here to this place. Not only in the growth and development of your personal life, but also in the growth and development of the life of this ministry, Community of Faith. Say it with me. God has led us here.
God has led us here.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And now I am going to begin to show you, because you diligently seek me. I'm going to give you revelations of things you never seen before. I'm going to bring manifestations of my spirit and my word upon you and upon your lives, your homes, and your family. Expect me to manifest in your home. Expect me to manifest when you're with your friends. Expect me to manifest when you're downtown doing your daily work. I need my church, my body, the ecclesia, to stand and be bold and be filled with the glory of the Lord. Receive his glory in your spirit, soul, and body right now in the name of Jesus. Shondati klambrosanak levata. I have given you the revelations that got you here, and you have taken them, and you have grown them, and you have developed them, and you have worked them and meditated on them. And now those manifestations produce more manifestations, and they will produce my glory in your life on a regular basis. Somebody give glory to God. I not only led you here, I have led thousands of other people to be here. And I will begin to manifest myself now in a marvelous, powerful way. Right here during this time, you have paid the price of faithfulness. You have paid the price of righteousness. You have stood in the gap and made up the hedge. And now I manifest myself for you because I am your God. Want to say it with me? You are my God.
You are my God.
You are my God. I am manifesting myself beyond your limitations, beyond your confusions, beyond your hesitations. Open up your heart and your mind and your spirit and say it every day. I receive you in my life, Lord God Almighty. Say it with me. I receive you in my life, Lord God Almighty, in all of your power. Woo! In all of your glory. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. I am coming to you, like I said last year, in a consuming fire, a fire that burns out the dross that's left of your old life, a fire that stokes down inside of you with flames and coals
that are manifesting into power and might and dominion, that are manifesting into miracles, signs, and wonders everywhere you go. You have believed me for them. They're here. You have spoken it in faith. It is coming to pass. You have stood, and I am proud of your stand in me. I am telling you tonight, well done, good and faithful servants. Oh, that just juiced me. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God on high. Woo! Glory be to God. Woo! I am manifesting myself in your understanding. Receive it. Grow it. Develop it. Meditate in it. And you'll see me do mighty works in your family, in your children, in your grandchildren, in your marriages. And if you're not married, I'll bring you a bright, shining example of my righteousness and holiness and bring them to you if your heart's desire. But I'm not bringing you a worldly person. I'm not bringing you a worldly idea. I am manifesting my glory for anyone who will look up and see exactly what it is that I am doing in these days. This is, here it comes. 2022, I am rewarding you.
Hallelujah.
Woo! I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me. You will see many answers that come to you quickly. I am the God of answers, and I am the God of the immediately. Glory be to God on high. Glory be to God on high. Glory be to God on high. Glory be to God. I am coming quickly. I am manifesting myself in your life. Receive it. Woo! Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Let's lift our hands. Let's lift our hands and worship his wonderful presence. There's sometimes you don't have English words for it, guys. You got to just say it in the spirit. Some of you right now, just open your mouth and say it in the spirit. I command you, say it in the spirit right now. Shando klasa bengarinosaba. Ande so manangla veda basata. Andando shiklamanoketa. Onamosis labadakita. Onde la samone kena brosa nefatiki. Onde la sina kundamata. Onde namolosike. Enamosike. Anamonunde sina makara. And I'm on the lemas of the boutique. And I show manaka. And the le sena makute. On the le. Umbrasola ka. Malenisika. I worship you. I worship you. Glory, 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 glory. Man, that's the glory of the Lord. I hope you're experiencing it in your home where you are. It has manifested glory. It has manifested right here, right now. In this place, unde na shika monakata, anamanaku, elananasakita, ambanonosika, and ashinako. Let's sing. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Just shut everything else. Brother Dan Cottle said when he received the gift of the Spirit, he said, I told God, I'm going to use my mouth and you fill it with the Spirit. And boom, his prayer language began. Now, you and I are going to right now worship him. Those of you that still seeking, just say it right now. Say, I'm going to worship in the Spirit right now. Let's just use that tune and let's sing. Ondandolore, mandole me, shonde la voce de mi. Ombandolare, shondole maniso, shole brendo ne vaso. Shoden de lodo, sombele do saloma, sole do nema, shoma do lele, sole sho. Shedo dolore, shobero dolo so, seno do mano do ve, son de lo ma, shobero da ve, son de la re mo. Shendo me bruno se son de le vero de ma o la rune se vole brosoro shendo lo me. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none like you. There is none like you. You know, not my time to talk. Listen to this. When I manifest in this room, man, it's stronger tonight. When I manifest in your room like this, it's not just so you feel good, says the Lord. It's so your life will be transformed. It's so that weaknesses go away, never to be there again. there's no glory in weakness. It's so that fear goes away and will never be there again, but just great boldness. Fear. Leave now. When I manifest in this place like this, it's so that you will be set free from anything that has you bound that is not of me. I am your father. I know what you need, and I am bringing it to you. Receive it from me. Put your hands up and say, I receive all you have for me. Ready? Say this with me. I'm not going to resist my Father. On another thing he has for me. Because I know it's all good. You know, I love it when this happens because the glory just keeps rolling. I don't know if you can see it in the room, but it's most certainly here, and it's manifesting in a very great power right now. This might be a whole new process to you to be in a situation like this where you actually feel the glory of God. But it's what I want you to know. This is how God wants to move all the time.
Wow.
That glory you feel all around you. That's not weird. That's the presence of God. And in reality, this is probably what Adam lived in all the time in the garden before the fall. Adam had so much glory around it, him and Eve didn't even know they were naked. It's the glory of the Lord. And it comes from diligently seeking him and humbling yourself before his presence and before his word. Humbling yourself. No matter how much you've ever been trained or taught in God, humble yourself. And just say it. Teach me, Lord. He is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Father, we bless our brothers and sisters all over this world. Glory reach Julian and Vimala. May it reach Brother Hassan. May it reach Brother Tanvir in the mighty name of Jesus. May it reach our brothers in Pakistan and India and Europe and Asia and Russia, Japan, South Korea, around the world. We declare that it reaches them. The glory reaches them. The glory. The glory of the Lord. Nushtana kibala sibata maka. Enda masakina murumbala na sibata. Glory be to God. Wow. And here comes that word again. Listen to this word. I manifested myself in your life in 2021. And you reached out. You saw it. You saw my son. And now in 2022, this will be the year that I am rewarding you. I am coming to you. And my reward is with me. Do not resist it. Do not say no. Do not push it away. Embrace my reward that I am bringing to you. Embrace the doctrines of reward in my holy word. It has been written since Moses wrote the law of exactly my feelings and thoughts toward you. Embrace it. Study it diligently. Embrace it. Read it. Receive the reward that I am bringing with me. I reward everyone according to their works, and your works have honored me, and your faith has honored me. In the middle of trials and tests of the enemy, your faith has honored me. Your mouth has spoken faith. Your actions have spoken faith. Even in the confusion, you've said, no, I'm standing in faith. Even in the wondering, you've said, I'm standing in faith. Receive.
Amen. Amen.
Woo! Put your hands up. Receive his reward he has for you. Receive his reward that he has for you. We receive that reward you have, sir. We will not resist you. Not in your blessing, not in your anointing, not in your word, not in your spirit, not in your presence. We receive from you now. I have come to you all of my power. Some of you have said, I don't see the power. Well, change the glasses. Take off the sunglasses. Let me enter in through your eyes of your spirit and let the glory of my presence fill your being and take you to that next level in me. There's no fear here. Millions have walked with me in this manner since the beginning of the world. Wow. Wow. He said billions. I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me. It's like a wave. Just receive it. There's wave after wave of glory. Just welcome it into your home right now. Just say it. Hit me with it, Lord. I love it right now in Jesus' mighty name. I have told you over and over that you are my beloved son, my beloved children, and I am well pleased with you. Stop listening to the words of your past. Stop listening to those who are around you mocking you. Stop listening to the voices of discouragement and fear. Listen to my word. Listen to my servants who are filled with faith. Listen to my music that is filled with anointing and glory. Turn off the rest of it, because it'll only damage your soul and stop the anointing from flowing. I declare this year, you'll know what anointing is. I declare this year, you'll be filled with anointing. Glory be to God. I declare this year, you will function and flow in my anointing everywhere you go, and it will transform you and everyone around you. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power and I have anointed you, saith the Lord. My anointing is upon you. My anointing is within you. My anointing is working out of you. Let me move. Let me move. Yes, you'll have to be quiet and listen. Yes, you'll have to move immediately when I say it. But I am coming with strength and power. You've known nothing about. Here comes another wave of that anointing. Reach out and receive it right now. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Say it with me. I want everything you have for me, Lord. I want everything you have for me. I don't want a Pentecostal God. I don't want a Baptist God. I want you, the great I am, coming straight out of the Word of God. I want to know you, God, like you are in this book. I will fill my servant's mouth with the word. I will fill it with the anointing. I will fill it with the glory and with power and with strength and with fire. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Kondashta kumbandava lemanaka enasumbata. I declare to you, wow, God is just speaking. I declare to you, put no more resistance on me and my ways.
Amen.
Let me move, saith the Lord. Let me move, let me move. Move, Holy Spirit, move. Move, Father God, move. Move in our life, Jesus. Move. In the mighty name of Jesus. Wow. Here comes that. Here comes another wave of that anointing. Reach your hands out and receive it. Glory, 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 glory to be to your holy name. Glory be to your holy name. Glory be to your holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, umbanda lesta nikam rundaba, eno shanda dando blevanakisi, umbanda lestem brunda kinemandeva. Glory, 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 glory. To God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill to men. Glory, 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 glory. And nasumbonda klasifata. Bless you, Sunday. We love you. We call you blessed. In Jesus' mighty name, wherever you got to go, take this glory with you, wherever you go. Take it with you wherever you go. May the glory fill your life everywhere you go. Whew. Wow. Wow. One person said, Pastor, why do you do that thing? I'm not sure. Seems like maybe it's a pressure relief. Jesus, mani shika kuba. En ambanda la seno kutivandima. En ambala sino kene banda devarasa. En orala manasika de yatamaka. En dala no shika buri vananduka. En ambonde la banra nisipiketa. Bandalone ne shika bomba de vatavra nikada. O malandu manavkamba shika de bandi makiviti. Embra rashine vanakan. In amonde kla manavidista paka. Bombando klara nesima de vikata. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Ombanda la mamba buki rasha daki. In amonde. Lananistika. In abari banasika. Ombranda destapa. In dando bolevede. Wow, it's just the glory. Now, some of you might say, Pastor, this doesn't make sense. For those, I know everybody that's here, you guys know how to enjoy this, and you do. But for those who this is new to you, this is not new to the Bible. This is new to you. This isn't new to me. I've been in this now for over 30 years. This is new to you, all right? And so this is what I want to say about this. When the presence and power of God can actually get through to us because we are diligently seeking him, his glory comes in the room. There's a very, very heavy anointing in this room right here, right now. It's very heavy. It's weighty. I can feel it in my on my legs. If I were standing up, I would have to be very cognizant of the ability to stand. I've been in this before many times. So I am I encourage you that when the anointing comes like this, that you are very strong, and that you're very bold, and that you are strong, and that you just reach out and receive it. Even if you don't even know what it, if you're not even sure about what it is or what's going on, and it'll be a blessing to you. I got to send a little text here. So let's just pray together in the Holy Ghost. Shombanda balakite vere basukala nasite maka. Ombanda la sika de vente bakitada. Ambala non peresite de kashanda bukalabata. Ando mana de tekenabalanda makam. Bonda la sika de banda de vashikala tumadata. Kanda la sonde de barbara nashikala tumada. Ombranda siba de vala tete kadomata. Bonda la samba da kite de bada shita kolondaka. Ombranda la sibe de vala na sukada mata. Ombanda tembandando lose kada rishataka. Ombala sinaku. Ombrana na sinama. Ena bola sena denga devara shakala rotata. Endendanda bola ba. Ando bastandela sonema. Amba kushanda livede. Ombrana non le sakabanusi. Eva sina kolonema. Sone kala shita buka. Enda sando bolete se mokete. Glory, 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 glory to your mighty name. Glory, 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 glory. And no shakli the mosataka. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Woo! Shakla runonisa. And in mandeva. One masikla. Amane zimanaka. And the lesita kodi. Umbrandaka. And the sonika tishamaka. In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 Kulashita kumata. Umanda lesimara kutama. Unde shalara kunimundita. En amandola sinema vada kisipa. En amusikalandima. En anasika. In a mustikana volundita. In a master krikalosita. One nosika. Amana sikele domata. In the namu. Shandola sikatomata. E sandabu levana sikata. Hola shenaka demona vatila sata. And I'm also in my kind of believer, Lord Osata. And I'm by Sikla na Sikamuka. Om banda la Sipro no Sikabavantita. And Om Monda la Sikabodimata. Amarala Sika. And I'm bondeda. Ambala Sikate. And Ronda de Bava la Sita de Ki. Ombala Sika. Ambanda doma neve de kata. And no shonde. And the last can do better. On the last scenic. And on the most safe day, Pacarudima. And on the bule, son of Makata. And on the less sick of the bondiva. And those on the last sick of the. And the bas Sunday, the ole man on the car. My goodness sakes alive. My goodness sakes alive. Oh, that song come round the day to bless you for that. And now they shook her. Well, I have to tell you something. When you get in services like this, it's an interesting flow of God. And what you always want to be certain you do is stay right in the center of that flow. Now, if for those of you that saw the Hear the Word earlier today, it was called Jump in the River. I just saw somebody at their house just go ahead and just jump right out in the middle of the floor like you're jumping in the river, feet first. Man, there's a powerful anointing. It's just flowing. And the Shongalasa, Misanikar, and the Ronde, Kasandela Mushika, and the Sumba, Kenarasakaliba, and the Shukala. And they banded a vasapuka. And a shundela. And a kandombe. And basule. And then a kasha balanute. I need words, Jesus. I need words. And no sakala de shimaka. And bandalo. Rena kasa de bale. And le sipaka. Omba sutelevena. And a shunde kalamandu kita. And no basa vida bukulara. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Verse three says, when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord, they bowed their faces to the ground on the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Did you notice there was so much abundance for Solomon that he even paved the streets. This is 950 years before Jesus was born. God paved the streets for his children. And they bowed on their knees before the Lord God Almighty and began to worship him and say, "For he is good, for his mercy endures forever." I'm going to kneel down right now, and I'm going to give glory to God. Father, it says they bowed down on their knees, on their faces, and they said, "For you are good, and your mercy endures forever. For you are good, and your mercy endures forever. For you are good, and your mercy endures forever. For you are good, and your mercy endures forever. For you are good, and your mercy endures forever. For you are good, and your mercy endures forever." The glory is in our lives. The glory is in this room. The glory is in this program. The glory of the Lord. 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 And the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You might say, "Pastor, I've never seen this before on our program." It's all right. Just hang out with us. This is God Almighty, and he has showed up to do a mighty, marvelous work in our midst tonight. Now, Shomanda Klesi Biku Ratama, Enamanomena, Elavaromba Shekaladivade, Embrase, Enamanonde, Andolasa Kabada, Enamandone Mafasida Kulata, Endala Sombata, Enamandalo Devaka, Alamandari Doga, Kombala Sideve, Kendalo Sede Kamana, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I need to have everybody's attention for a moment, because we've got to focus this anointing in a very specific manner. Because while we were just in the glory here, and I was receiving a message from my brother. And one of my very closest friends in the ministry was struck on a bike tonight and killed. To use this anointing we have right now tonight and speak over my friend. Chalmer Edward Brindley, you will live and you will not die. You will live and you will not die. And whoever it was that hit you in the car will not have a murder charge against them, or whatever they call it. I declare right now that your spirit man comes back from where you are in heaven and you come back to this body healthy, healed, whole, completely restored by God Almighty. I speak it done now in the mighty name of Jesus. I proclaim this into the realm of the spirit. Your spirit comes back. Spirit of death, you lose your grip on my brother now. His children need him. His grandchildren need him. This world needs this man. I speak it done now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I proclaim it right now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. And that anointing is still strong. Father, I know you're already talking with Choma. I don't know when it happened. I don't know what happened. It doesn't matter. He's a man of God. And I say that no matter what, pray all the time. If he had committed any sins, they will be remitted. And he will have the freedom and the liberty to come back to this body and healed, healthy, and whole. Show our enemy who you are. I speak it. I declare it. I proclaim it. I give you glory for it. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody say it with me. It is done.
It is done.
It is done.
Now,
thank you, everyone, for your prayers. I ask you to stand in faith and no sorrow. This man already came back from the dead. This man's got 9 lives. This man's been killed over and over. And he's come back. And I speak it done again. To the shock and awe of everyone, totally transformed and healed. Every part of his body. In the mighty name of Jesus, we've spoken it. Therefore, it can come into this earth. And it is done. Now. When I just said that a minute ago, this is what I heard from the Holy Spirit. And now you can finish reading the Bible.
Really? Well, I'll write you then.
Somebody shout, I love the word. And this is what I love about this. The anointing still is strong right now. As it was in the middle of it. I used to hear Dr. Barclay say this all the time. Now, the anointing's in the room. Don't change the flow just because we're going from praying in the spirit and worshiping the Lord into study, because the anointing is on this word. The anointing's of the Holy Spirit is on. So, I'm going to begin reading at verse 1, and I'm going to read these verses. And I'm going to read the verse about in patience possess your soul. Ready? Verse 1. When Solomon had finished praying, everybody pause for a minute. Wow. When Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven. I like that. And consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices. And the glory of the Lord filled the temple. I'll bet you that brought a reverence in the place, didn't it? Priests could not enter the house of the Lord because of the glory of the Lord. And filled the Lord's house. Now, guys, there was so much glory in that room, they couldn't even get inside the door. Mm-hmm. Now, you might say, well, Pastor, I've never seen that before. I've seen it. Yeah, I was able to get in the door, but everybody in the whole building was laying out on the floor. Everybody. Like, wow. Shouldn't have showed up late today, you know. Make sure you're on time next time, Sam. But there's many stories of the glory of God filling a church building with people in it, and those on the outside not even able to get in the door because the glory is so heavy, and the people just laid out in there on the floor. The one man was preaching a message, and the glory of God hit so strong, it split the pulpit right in half. It was like a pulpit podium thing. The glory hit, and the man went out on the floor, and the pulpit just split right in half right there on the platform. They tried to move him. After 5 hours, they tried to move him, and they would grab a hold of his arm, and anybody that would try to grab him and touch him to move him, they'd fall out in the spirit. And then after about 5 or 6, 7 people laying around him, all out in the Holy Ghost, they're like, well, I guess we probably ought to just leave him alone. Was the glory the power of God? Yes. But it's also just his manifest presence. Like that night when we saw that the glory cloud in here, I could see 3 streams of light across the flag here above me. Streams of light. Here's the deal. It's the manifestation of his presence. And it will always be filled with power. I'm really trying to get these verses read. Verse 3. When all the children of Israel saw how fast the fire came down and the glory of the Lord in the temple, they bowed their faces to the ground on the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Say it with me again. For he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before the Lord. Watch what happens here. King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 bulls, 120,000 sheep.
Wow.
How many of you know these guys were serious about worshiping God? Because that manifested glory came, and the temple was built, and they're like, wow, look at God in our midst. And they just began to worship him. Verse 6, tended to their services. The Levites with the instruments of music of the Lord, which King David had made to praise the Lord, saying, for his mercy endures forever. Whenever David offered praise by their ministry, the priests sounded the trumpets opposite them, while all Israel stood. Furthermore, Solomon consecrated the middle of the court that was in front of the house of the Lord. There he offered burnt offerings and the fat of the peace offerings, because the bronze altar which Solomon had made was not able to receive the burnt offerings the grain offerings, and the fat. At that time, Solomon kept the feast 7 days.
Wow.
Does God know how to throw a party?
Yes, he does.
Listen, I want everybody to get it. The glory of God is not a shaft of light. It's not a goosebump. It's not your hair standing on end. It's his manifest presence coming in you. You might see shafts of light. You will probably usually always feel goosebumps. Your hair may stand on end. You might even go out in the spirit, but that's just the manifestation of the glory of God coming upon us. You'll remember the story when Jesus was in the garden praying and the troops came up to him and he said, "Whom seek ye?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." When he said, "I am he," all that whole troop went out in the Holy Ghost. Everybody fell to the ground. It's right in your Bible. You should read it. Why? Because the manifest presence of God, that sacrificial lamb said, "I am he." Human flesh couldn't handle it anymore. Man, I love the glory of God. Thank you for your presence. Verse number 8. At that time, Solomon kept the feast 7 days, all Israel with him, a very great assembly from the entrance of Hamath to the brook of Egypt. That was a big old party, guys. They called it a feast, but that's what a feast is in the Bible, is one big serious party. Verse 9, on the 8th day, they had a sacred assembly. They observed the dedication of the altar 7 days and the feast 7 days. Now, something happens between verse 9 and verse 10. On the 23rd day of the month, 7 and 7,
July 23rd.
7 and 7 is 14, and 8 is 22. So, 7 days, they did the feast. 7 days, they did the dedication of the altar. What was the 8 days? 8 days, they had a sacred assembly. On the 23rd day of the 7th month, people away to their tents, joyful and glad of heart for the good that the Lord had done for David, for Solomon, and for the people Israel. Thus, Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and Solomon successfully accomplished all that came into his heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house. Say it with me. God is blessing Solomon abundantly.
Blessing Solomon abundantly.
Now listen. Some of you might say, well, what about this temple? When you read what David gave to the temple before he died, when you read what David gave and you put it into modern day terminology, David himself gave what was equivalent of $1 billion to build this temple for God. Now, our Father, by the Holy Spirit tonight, said, don't let the restrictions of your past stop you from receiving the reward he has for you this year. One of those rewards is the understanding in our minds and our heart and our spirit that you will let your spirit lead your heart, your soul, and your body and tell it, shut up. God can not only bless his house and build a big building, but take care of all the poor folk too. See, that old doctrine says, well, you can't have a lavish house of God and feed the poor at the same time. Well, yes, you can. There was no lack amongst the children of Israel when they left Egypt. And there wasn't one feeble one amongst them. They were all filled with power. They were all filled with the glory of God. I don't know. There is signs and wonders. All you have to do is watch the weather. I think the signs are three. The weather in different state of ridge and crest. Why are the people not seeing the signs? This is over my head. Well, because the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, I think, somebody look it up, their foolish hearts were darkened. I got to have everything I got. Somebody at home, look it up on eSword. Their brother Dan can probably help us. Their foolish hearts were darkened. I don't know. Well, it's not like that. But somebody will find it. You'll find it. And then we'll go ahead and read it. That'll be a good answer to that question. But I want you to keep reading. And then we're going to go read another set of verses. The Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayer, and I have chosen this salt for myself as a house of sacrifice. When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. That verse is given to Solomon right after the dedication of the temple. God said to him, now if my people go astray after this day, if they will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. There's the answer for all of us having more of the glory of God in our life every single day. What is it? Humble yourselves, pray, seek his face, turn from any wicked way you have, that's a way of the flesh, even if it's just a doctrine you believe. I will hear from heaven, I will forgive and heal their land. Look at verse 15. People don't read this verse, but you should read this verse with it. My eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place. Well, there's no longer a temple on the face of the earth that every man has to go to worship him. Where is the temple of the Holy Spirit, guys? Say it with me. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. We got to look at this. This was the most serious feast that Israel had ever seen. And it lasted for 22 days. How many of you have ever been to a feast that lasted 22 days? I've been to some pretty good parties. 22 days of feasting. That is amazing. That is amazing. And it says they went to their homes filled with joy, glad of heart for what the Lord had done amongst them. You remember how we got here? God does not have a problem with you and I having a party.
Oh, amen.
Amen? Did we find that verse at all? All right.
I don't know how to use my e-search, apparently, or I blanked out the panel to do that.
Oh, well, that's where it is. Romans chapter 1. Oh, yeah. Turn there real quick. And then we're coming back to our main verse for tonight. Now, guys, the glory of the Lord is still in this room. His glory stays because we stay in his presence. Romans chapter 1. And let's read. Sixteen through 22. What a night. Wow, we're just going. I love the word, Roger. Watch this. Verse 16. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. In the gospel of Jesus Christ, that is the power. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from this faith level to this faith level. Say it with me. It's the righteousness of faith. Oh, Jesus, I hope you're getting this tonight. This is awesome. The just shall live by faith. Verse 18. Now, this is why Brother Roger, this answers Brother Roger's question. And it's what they're saying. They're teaching all over the world, well, this is global warming. Well, you got global warming on your brain because all right, I'm done with that. Verse number 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and all unrighteousness of men. Now watch this. Who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Wrath is reserved for God's enemies. And his wrath is reserved to these men against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of these men who suppress the truth and unrighteousness. I pray Al Gore finds God. He became a billionaire off that book, Suppressing the Truth in Unrighteousness. May God have mercy on these people. 19, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. Say it with me. They're not without, they don't have an excuse. These people that we're getting ready to talk about, they don't have an excuse. God's revealed himself to them. 20, for since the creation of this world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they, well, who's the they referring to? Those who suppress the truth, so that they are without excuse. Watch. Because although they knew God, the Holy Spirit just told us that they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were they thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Wow. Professing to be wise, they become fools.
Wow.
Why are these things not waking them up? Because they're blinded to the truth by their own ungodliness. They profess themselves to be wise and prove how foolish they really are. Now, I could go five different ways right now, and you would enjoy every one of them. Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21. And look at verse 19. By your patience, possess your souls.
Get a grip.
Get a grip. By your patience, possess your souls. Well, what's your soul? Your mind, your will, and your emotions. Wow. You ready? Mm-hmm. Let's read it. Chapter 21. And we're going to read verse number 1. Well, it's the whole chapter through 38. It's the whole chapter is Jesus' warning. Ready? Here we go. Read. 21:1. And he looked up and saw the rich putting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a poor widow putting in 2 mites. So he said, truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them. Want to say it with me? It's not about amount, it's about percentage. God has never been about amount. He has always been about the percentage of what you have that you're giving to him. For all of these out of their abundance have put in offerings for God. But she out of her poverty put in all the livelihood that she had. Verse 5. Then as some of them spoke of the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and donations, he said, these things which you see, the days will come in which not one stone shall be left upon another that shall not be thrown down. Did that happen? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So they asked him, saying, teacher, but when will these things be? And what will be the sign? There, and what sign will there be when the things are about to take place? Now watch what he says. Take heed that you be not deceived. What is the number one way that you and I can guarantee we will not be deceived? Humble yourself daily under the presence and power and word of God. Realize that nothing you have is of your own strength and power. It is all by grace through faith. Be deceived if you keep your heart humble. But the book of Hebrews says that people will harden their hearts. Keep reading. For many will come in my name saying, I am he. And the time is drawn near. Therefore, do not go out after them. But when you hear of wars and commotions, do not be terrified, for these things must come to pass first. The end will not come immediately. Jesus isn't saying God's sending the wars. The wickedness of man fighting against each other to control people and land is what creates the wars. Then he said, verse 10, nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. I can tell you right now, the kingdom of God is crushing the kingdom of Satan right now.
Amen.
There will be earthquakes in various places. Everybody pause for a minute. I seem to have the right thing up today. 41 earthquakes today around the earth. 41 earthquakes today around the world. There will be earthquakes in many places, all right? It's being fulfilled right here in front of our eyes. Famines, pestilences. There will be fearful sights. That whole thing with them tornadoes in Kentucky, that's a fearful sight. Many people with the snow that happened this last week, it was a fearful sight, but that's just because they never lived in North Dakota.
Great
signs from heaven, verse 12. But before all these things, they will lay their hands on you, persecute you, deliver you up for synagogues and prisons. You'll be brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. It will turn out for you for an occasion for testimony. Therefore, settle it in your hearts not to meditate beforehand on what you will answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist. Say it. It's the glory of the Lord in my life. Let's keep reading. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, relatives, and friends. They may even put some of you, no, they will put some of you to death. You will be hated for my name's sake. But not a hair of your head shall be lost. Did you hear that? Scalp, grow hair. Not a hair of your head will be lost. Now, by your patience, possess your souls. You might say, Pastor, what in the world is tonight, the 30th day of December, and our God and Father by the Holy Spirit showed up and gave us a word to live by for next year, and he manifested his presence, and I have the ability to speak boldly life to my friend and speak life to all of you, answer this question, and we're ending up with, by your patience, possess your soul. What is your soul? Your mind, your will, and your emotion. And you gotta get yourself trained that you, the spirit, tell your mind what to think, your emotions how to act, and your willpower that you are always going to walk in humility before our God. And then you tell your body, be healthy. And don't put up with all this stuff coming against you. Resist it. You're going to have to resist this COVID thing steadfast in the faith, because there's too many people that aren't resisting it. If the church doesn't resist it, how can the world get rid of it? They can't. They can't. And we are resisting, and we win.
Amen.
Let's read. Let's keep reading. Let's go down to verse 25. There will be signs in the sun, in the moon, in the stars, and on earth, distress of nations. Are we there? With perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. There was a tsunami in the Black Sea a couple weeks ago. It never had a tsunami in the Black Sea. Men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of the heavens will be shaking. Then they will see the Son of Man. Glory be to God. Coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to happen, look up. Lift up your heads because your redemption draws near.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They can say all they want that this is global warming. And if you remember in our day as I was growing up, it was global freezing.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting that the same people that purported global warming are also the same fools that are talking about global freezing. When I just read to you, this is a prophesied result, silly revolting. Remember what we read last week? Where was that verse? The earth would actually be puking them out. That was in the book of Numbers. The earth would vomit them out because of the violence that they have done on this earth to man. I got a word for you. Don't be around those people that's done violently. They're going to have bad stuff happen. But you and I, the good, the sons and daughters of God, his wrath isn't poured out on us. That's why we walk closely with God. We can see that wrath happening all around us. No evil will come nigh your dwelling. He has given his angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. They will not, you will not dash your foot against the stone. Unless you're out on the beach fooling around, you slip and fall, just having fun. But what they're saying is, God's going to lift us up and care for us. I got my finger going. Woo! The truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. Father, verse 33 will be our closing verse. Maybe not. Let's go to 33. Heaven and earth.
Love you, Rebecca. God bless you.
Love you, Rebecca. You're a trooper, a warrior, a mighty woman of God, and a wonderful friend. We love you.
Verse 32. Where she falls asleep.
You ready? 33. Heaven and earth will pass away. But my words will by no means pass away. Heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the cares of this life. And the day come upon you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch therefore and pray always that you be counted worthy to escape all these and stand before the Son of Man. You ready? Say it with me. He's coming in 2022.
He's coming in 2022.
And his reward is with him.
And his reward is with him.
Now, wait. Hold it. I did not just prophesy that the rapture was going to happen in 22 because no man knows the day of the hour. His word for us this year, for the theme of this year, is 2022. I am rewarding you. I am coming quickly and my reward is with me. You will see many answers that come to you quickly. I am the God of answers and the God of the immediately.
Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray. What a night. What a night. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, you have done marvelous things in our midst tonight. Oh, you do them every night. And I humbly ask you to forgive us, Lord, that we don't give you more glory that you deserve. But we mark, and we will be different. Thank you for your beautiful presence tonight. Father, I thank you that you are manifesting your glory through Brother Chalmers' life right now.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bless us as we partake of this beautiful communion, this wonderful, glorious, new covenant worship you gave us on your last night here on earth in your ministry. And you told us as often as we should do it, as we do it, in remembrance of you. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he had blessed it, he broke it. He said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance. Same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. God's perfect love has been manifested in us in this way, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. I love it. He's the head, and we're the body right here on this earth. And then he said, perfect love cast out fear and the torment that goes with it, because there is no fear in God's perfect love. In the mighty name of Jesus. in the mighty name of Jesus. Those of you who might be new to our communion process, we always pray the prayer of salvation, the prayer of rededication, because you never know who's here. And the Father has told me that he wants me to do this every time we come, because we want to make sure anybody who might be live with us tonight can receive these beautiful communion elements. Now watch this. No matter who you are, pray this prayer with us out loud, if your circumstances allow it, and speak it from the depths of your heart, even if you've been a Christian for 50 years. It'll be a blessing to you. Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
Every single day.
Every day.
And according to John 3:16.
According to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Put your hands out and say, and I receive you into my life.
And I
right
receive
now.
You into my life right now.
Manifest yourself, Jesus. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
And
amen. And amen. And amen. If that's the first time you prayed that, oh God. If that's the 15th time you prayed the prayer, welcome to the family of God. If you've been around the kingdom for years, welcome to the family of God, and thank you for joining with us tonight. And that one prayer, you went from darkness to light. I don't know if the sound effect was there or not, but I always like that. Why? Because God never does something to you. He takes you from to. And that one prayer, you went from fear to faith. Sin, the natural result, is death and hell. But God just gave you Jesus' faith. And now you have faith. It's not your faith, it's his. And it's more than enough. You went from your sins, which you can't beat, none of us could, not a single person. Since Jesus said it's finished, not a single person could ever be good enough to become righteous in their own strength. So you got to have his righteousness. And he just gave you that righteousness when you said, I receive you into my life. When you did that, Father looked over at Jesus and said, adopt that one into the family of God. And you are now adopted into the family of God. You are an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. People say all the time, Pastor, how can all of this have happened in one prayer? Because all God had to have was just you open the door a crack, and he brought all the whole kingdom on the inside of you. And it's a marvelous kingdom. Now watch this. From now on, what is your responsibility? Is to wake up every day and say, Jesus, help me walk with you. How hard is that? Try it. Jesus, help me walk with you today. You got it. They put my email address and website in there so that you have the ability to get in contact with us. The website has the communion service. Do it every day. Come on. Any of our videos in the nighttime like this have communion on them. Look for the one that say live stream or one that's in the evening. It's usually 3 hours. And the communion is always at the end. You can always find a communion service with us somewhere. I would encourage you to receive it every day. We do here. Some of the people on this program have received communion 1,000 times in this last year. and a half. That's amazing. And it doesn't get old. Why doesn't it get old, Pastor? Because your eggs and toast don't get old, do they? And this is this is exponential value factor greater than your eggs and toast are going to be. And every time we say it, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Are you ready? Get you some communion elements. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Run and get a piece of bread and some water. Get you a cracker, some grape juice. Jesus said, broken bread, the fruit of the vine. So that's what I use because I'm going to be in line with what Jesus does. He'll accept whatever you have tonight. Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless and sanctify
these elements
for this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
You, Lord.
And by your stripes,
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying. In my body. From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body, Jesus.
And the body of Christ in my community.
The body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community. In
Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's receive his broken body together. Thank you, Jesus. You endured the cross. You despised the shame. And you called it all joy so that you could win us. And we thank you for it. Now we lift up the cup of blessing. The blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin. Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Just say it. I'm a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Say it. Got to keep going. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly. To the throne room of grace. Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every
day. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague.
Every plague.
Has to pass over.
Has to pass over.
And cannot be on me or my family.
My conscience
is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
Glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive the juice again. Glory be to God. I apologize about the crumbs sticking to me, guys, but just what happens when you take live communion, right? Let's sing. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is
power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Woo.
Oh, there's four verses.
Oh.
I don't have them down. It's been too long since I sang them. So God help us all. All right. Now, Brother Roger, ask a question up here. Oh, toasters, coffee pots break down. That's good, Roger. Or they wear out. But the Bible doesn't wear out. The truth is in the Bible, and the truth will set you free. That's awesome.
Question, if you say a prayer before the meal, do you say a prayer after the meal?
Well, no, I don't, but that sure is a good idea.
A prayer of thank you for that wonderful meal.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah,
I agree with that. Phyllis, yes, I would be free. Thank you. God bless you, Phyllis. Did you guys make it through all the weather today? Is it? I didn't hear any reports of really bad weather down there. I was binding it and praying with you guys all day today. So, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, may you be free. Well, all right. Our closing verse for the night is the verse we were using earlier. That said, in your patience, possess your soul. Luke chapter 21, verse 19. In your patience, possess your soul. And that's something that now that we're down to the end of the program, all the comments are coming through.
Really?
Well, thank God for your presence tonight. Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for you people on Blog Talk Radio. God bless you. Brother Dan, bless you for being there and listening tonight. And bless you and Gwen, your families. Brother Roger, you and your families. Phyllis K. Raymond, you and your families. Sister Francetta, Sister Sunday. Rebecca Smith. We love you guys, all you guys. We appreciate you guys being there. Seriously do.
Yes, we do.
Leanne Cottle, we appreciate you being there.
Thank you.
Rebecca Smith, Julian, and Bamala was with us tonight. And Maxine McDowell. Bless you, Maxine. We love you. Felicia Eicher, we love you. God bless you for being there and having us on in the background. We give God the glory for a wonderful, awesome program tonight. And, you know, sometimes we're able to see all the people that just sign in and they don't ever say anything. Brother James Denny, Gary West, Big Tim Little, we love you guys. We call you blessed tonight. And honestly, we appreciate you guys being here and helping us make this happen, because this, as you can see from what God said, I'll have the timestamps on that YouTube video, so you can go back and you can hear all that prophecy that God gave us tonight and be able to replay it, because that's what he's wanting to do for you in 2022. He's coming. And his reward is with him. Glory. Teresa Dowd, bless you, ma'am. It's good to see you were here tonight. Mary Pastorick was with us for a couple texts. We call you blessed. In Jesus' mighty name. For those of you that listen someday in the future, we bless you. We pray the blessing of the Lord that makes rich. and has no sorrow with it to be yours. Please send us an email, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Send us a card. Send us a letter. You can see the address right in the comments, P.O. Box 4315, Williston, North Dakota, 501. It'll be a blessing to you. All right. Till we see you again, this is what we say. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is...